Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. The truth of God, the truth of the Bible, the truth of what real Christianity is from Christ and should be today. Now, the title of this is Witchcraft Number One. Witchcraft all comes from the ideas of Satan and men. And we will see there is a titanic struggle between good and evil, righteousness and truth. Now, let's just review a little bit here. Revelation 12:9 says, and this is important for you to grasp, because here is a truth that you need to understand. Whenever you leave God, whenever you reject His commandments, Satan moves in. And when he moves in, he doesn't present himself as evil. Just like witches. Oh, well, we're good witches. We have good hexes to do good. Now, we'll see where that comes from in a little bit. He's deceiving the whole world. So again, I want to ask you, I want you to really think about yourself and your life and what you're doing. How many lies do you believe? And remember, Jesus said, Satan is the father of lies. So how many lies do you believe? Or we can rephrase it another way. How much are you deceived? 10%? 30%? 50%? 100%? And why would I ask that? Because in the end time, there's a titanic struggle between the truth of God and Satan and his minions, of which witchcraft is a substantial part of Satan's deception.
Take it! You want it tonight? Take it! The power of the Holy Ghost! Take it! Oh, take it! Take it! Take it! The power of the Holy Ghost! You want it! You want it! Take it! That's the power of the Holy Ghost!
Kalba mora pelal fatra pialba pialba.
Take it! Take it! Take it! Take it!
Fresh. Fresh.
Fresh breath coming on you. Are you ready?
Fresh! Take it!
Holy, holy. Oh, oh, oh. Remember the last segment we saw? Where this man said, well, if I think on it in all the spiritual things, and since Christ was a magician, therefore, if I can get the right thoughts, I am Christ. So that's where it leads to with the deception. You would say, oh, well, that man is deceived. Yes. But let's come here to Revelation 13 and verse 3. And the whole world was amazed and followed the beast, and they worshiped the dragon who gave his authority to the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like the beast? Who has the power to make war against him? Do you worship Satan? Because that's the power behind it. And we will see how people are drawn away. Now, let's look at the comparison right here in the book of Revelation, because this is talking about the end times. And we will see, what does it say about true Christians? Now, why do I say true Christians? Because there are billions of false Christians who believe they're true Christians. How can that be? Because Satan has them deceived, just like this witch said, I'm Christ. There are many Christs from Satan. So let's read it, Revelation 14 and verse 12. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are the ones who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Now, let me ask you a question. Does that apply to you if you think you're a Christian? Do you keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Christ? Let's see the difference. We'll do the comparing. We will see how Satan works. We'll look at some of the things of witchcraft. We'll look at other things, and we will see how the Bible explains that maybe you are doing things against God that equate to witchcraft. Let's come to Ephesians, the second chapter. Let's see what Paul says of this world and what we are before we answer the call of God and what the world is and how Satan operates. Ephesians 2, verse 1. Now you were dead in trespasses and sins. Now if you have not confessed your sins, accepted Christ as your Savior, and baptized in full immersion of water by baptism, and received the Holy Spirit of God, and keep the commandments of God, you are not a true Christian. Regardless of what you might think. Because you might think something, but the carnal mind is deceitful. What lies do you believe? Verse 2, in which you walked in time past according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now working within the children of disobedience. Now think about this for a minute. Satan is the prince of the power of the air. We know that he can inspire people to do things. John the 13th chapter, Satan inspired Judas Iscariot to betray Jesus. We also find in Matthew 16 that Jesus had to rebuke Peter as if he were Satan because he was resisting Christ. Now, I want you to think about those things because we know, come back here just a little bit, to 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. And let's see that Satan is called the god, Theos, of this world or this age. Now let's see what he does with the truth. So as I read this, I want you to think about, do you know the Ten Commandments? All right, think about those. Do you keep them? Or do you believe the satanic lie that most of the Protestants believe? That Christ came to do away with the law.
You see, Romans chapter 7 says, for without the law, sin was dead. There is no sin without a law. There's no transgression of a speed limit if there's, first of all, not a law that gives you a limit, a speed limit. So without the law, there is no sin. Without the law, sin will have no opportunity. And what many people think, they think Satan's trying to get you to sin. And Satan's trying to tempt you to do this or to do that. No, no. All he's trying to get you to do is to keep the law.
If that's the case, then there's no law of gravity and you're not on the earth. Because all of God's laws are true and active, even the ones like gravity. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 1. Therefore, having this ministry, according as we have received mercy, we are not faint-hearted. For we have personally renounced the hidden things of dishonest gain. Have you denounced that? What was the greatest dishonest gain that affected the entire world? Have you ever thought of that? Well, we'll see it in a little bit. Not walking in cunning craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, always the truth. And the truth of God endures forever. The word of God is truth, so it endures forever. We are commending ourselves to every man's conscience before God. But if our gospel is hidden, the gospel is the truth about Jesus Christ as God manifested in the flesh. And we have covered, we've got a whole series, who is the true Jesus? So you go through that. We have that right here on Church at Home. And Satan likes to hide it, or cloud it, or mystify it, so that it is not understandable. It is hidden to those who are perishing. That is, just like we read in Ephesians 2, you're still in your sin. Now notice verse 4, in whom the God, Theos, of this age, or world system, has blinded the minds of those who do not believe. Now, I want you to understand something. You may believe there's a God. You may believe that Christ is the Savior. But belief in the New Testament means believe to obey. Not just an emotional belief. Satan believes, but he is not on the track to salvation. So you better check out what you really believe. Blinded the minds of those who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Quite an interesting thing, isn't it? Now let's come to Matthew, the 12th chapter. Let's see that Jesus was accused of witchcraft because he was called Beelzebub, prince of the demons. Now let's pick it up here in verse 22, Matthew 12. Then he brought to him one who was possessed by a demon. Now a demon is a fallen angel who followed Satan in his rebellion. Remember what it says there in Revelation 12, that Satan fought and his angels? Possessed by a demon, blind and dumb, and he healed him, so that the one who had been blind and dumb both spoke and saw. And the multitudes were all amazed and said, "Is this the son of David?" Because they were expecting the Messiah at that time. Listen to the whole thing of what happened at the gospel. We don't understand the full-blown ramifications of everything, how significant that it really was. Now notice the attitude of the Pharisees, whom Jesus said that they followed their lies of Satan the devil. But when the Pharisees heard this, they said, "This man does not cast out demons, but by Beelzebub, prince of the demons." So they accused Christ of being a sorcerer or a wizard performing witchcraft. But that is not true. Now let's look at something very important so that we can understand concerning witchcraft. Now, witchcraft, there's quite an article out here. It is six things you didn't know about real witches in America. Okay. Now, here's a woman. Alex Marr's new book, Witches of America, is very cryptic. Witches are gathering, she goes on to explain. They are gathering for the season of death, the days leading up to the high holiday of Samhain. Who is Samhain? And what day is that? Samhain is one of the demons of Irish folklore, and the day of death is Halloween. Now, isn't it interesting? Christ offers life, Satan offers death.
Halloween is based off of a 2,000-year-old Celtic festival called Samhain. Samhain marked the division of the light half of the year, which was the summer, and the dark half of the year, which was the winter. And the Celts believed that on this day, on the 31st of October until the 1st of November, it was the time that the veil between our world and the other world, which was the spirit world, was thinnest, and that spirits could come and visit us.
This witch is summoning a demon, and not just any demon. Samhain.
The cool thing about Halloween is that it's a uniquely American holiday. I mean, despite its obvious origins in the Celtic festival of Samhain and the Christian All Saints Day.
Dean, Samhain is the origin of Halloween.
But I do hope I'll see you in the woods on Samhain.
Wiccans, we call it Samhain.
And it was Samhain's night. I mean, masks were put on to hide from him, sweets left on doorsteps to appease him, faces carved into pumpkins to worship him.
The article goes on to say, rest assured that Witches of America goes much deeper than movies like The Craft or Harry Potter or TV shows like True Blood or the things that they had years ago, Bewitched. And think of this. We'll get into that a little bit more. Satan always likes to introduce sin through comedy. Here are the six things that witches have. They have their own con. Whether they profess God or Christ or not, they have their own way. But we will see that God requires everyone to love him and to obey his voice. So the con, and we'll look at the con that happened very early on, they don't want to recruit you, which is not necessarily true. They do want to recruit you. There are feminist covens, good witches. They practice white witchcraft, while dark witches practice black witchcraft. They celebrate getting older. Now, how about this? They are all high-tech as well. You can study with a high priestess via Skype. And black candles, daggers, and swords are a thing. And that's all part of what they do. And what it is, they bring you in with the lure of having blessings and riches and wealth and being able to have some power from Satan to do things. And then it gets deeper and deeper and deeper. Then at the end of this article, there are 3.5 pages of witches, covens around the world. And in America, there are 1.5 million practicing witches. of beliefs and ethics, it says. This is a tough one to answer simply because among all the other things witches are, they're individualists. We each make our own relationship with deity. So you can't be the true God, but deity. And they also believe that God is in everything. He's in the wall, he's in the floor, he's in everything. Rocks, people, animals, plant, water, light, dark. And each grow in love in their own way. It is said that if you ask a room full of 13 witches a question, you will get 25 different answers. Now, they also have a religion called Wicca. Here's what it is. Wicca is a spiritual path, and Satan offers a spiritual path, a way of seeing the world and divinity, Satan's way, and our relationship to it. It is a very simple ethical principle. It is a way of life. Now, that's the counterfeit of the way of life of God in the Bible. It is a way of tuning in to shifting energies of life around us, that is, demons. And tapping into these energies will make the world a better place. This is what we mean by magic. Now, let's come clear back to Genesis 3, because Satan was right there to deceive Eve, and Adam went along with the deception, and he sinned. And that sin brought death to all the progeny. Now, how did they sin? Now, they must have been in the Garden of Eden quite a while before God let Satan the devil in there in the form of a serpent. And God told Adam to guard the Garden of Eden. And they were told not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of the fruit of good and evil, because God wants us to choose him and his way. But let's see what happened here with Adam and Eve. Genesis 3 and verse 1. Now the serpent was more cunning than any creature of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Is it true God has said, you shall not eat of any tree of the garden?" A knowing lie to trap her. And the woman said to the serpent, "We may freely eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has indeed said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die." Now she had that all right. She knew what was true, correct? But notice, she fell for the lie. And the serpent said to the woman, "In dying you shall not surely die. For God knows that in the day you eat of it, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall become like God, deciding good and evil." And that's precisely what witchcraft is. Exactly the same thing. Make yourself God.
Wiccans do not worship anyone or anything. Is that you don't just have one idea. You don't just have a father god or the sun. You have a god who dances. You have a god who laughs. You have a sexual god. You have a very heterosexual god, and you have a homosexual god. You have a god who is playful, and you have gods who are warriors. There are gods of agriculture, of field and forest. There's Apis the bull, so you have, and Dionysus, who is represented as part man and part bull. It's this idea of the union of the human and the animal. We are animals, but there's, you know, the range of animals.
And the woman saw the tree was good for food. Now see, Satan doesn't come along and say, "Now look, I'm going to get you and I'm going to destroy you and I'm going to wreck your emotions and I'm going to cause your life to be absolutely horrible and terrible and miserable." No, he says, "Ah, you want to be like God. God didn't tell you that this tree is going to make you like God. But it didn't. So the woman saw that the tree was good for food and it was pleasant to the eyes, a tree to be desired to make one wise. And isn't that what witchcraft is all about? You know what other people don't know.
Never doubt your intuition. If you think something or feel something, there is a reason for that. Whether that thought or that feeling is true doesn't matter. That thought or that feeling is there to teach you something. And in witchcraft, your intuition is everything. So start following your intuition right now and never doubt it ever again.
She took of the fruit and ate, and also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. And the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. So what was this? This was very similar to witchcraft, going against God, not obeying his voice. And we will see that in the next segment. That's very important because there are more people than you could ever imagine who consider themselves Christian, but are not indeed. Could you be one of those? Could you believe lies spoken from the pulpit? That this is good and that is good and the other thing is good, when in the Bible it tells you it's not good. So how do you know? How do you decide? What do you do? So once again, this is Fred Calder saying, thank you for inviting me into your home. So be sure and write in for our books that we have. The one you need right now is Why Christianity is Failing in America. And it is, because there are more witches than some Christian denomination, so-called Christian. And you will find out that most of those Christian denominations have been deceived by the God of this age. Now, for you to get your bearing straight on what you should do, here is a book, Cold Holidays, or God's Holy Days, which? Another way to say it is, Satan's Days or God's Days, which? Did you know that if you're keeping some of these holidays, you're partaking of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and are against God? Did you know that? Maybe you've never thought of it that way, but you get this book, Cold Holidays, God's Holy Days. Now, if you're in a quandary, what should you do? How should you turn away from these things? How should you turn to God? You need this publication. Lord, what should I do? And really, we're living in such an evil time that you better assess what you're doing, what you really believe. You need to get your nose in the Bible and read it and study it. And we have many books and booklets and articles to send to you to help you so that you can make contact with the true God, not the God of this world, the author of witchcraft, Satan the devil. So until next time, thank you for inviting me into your home. And this is Fred Calder saying, so long, everyone.